Doctor Who, Operation Oropus by John Phillips, Episode 2.
Hello? Anyone home?
Ah, Doctor.
Hello.
We finally meet, Doctor.
Indeed we do. Who are you?
I am Ms. Jask.
Yes, indeed. But how do you know me?
We are but old acquaintances, Doctor.
We are?
Yes, we are.
That's good to hear. I do forget things sometimes. Terrible memory, you see.
Unfortunately for you, Doctor, your memory won't be intact for you to use.
Oh? Why is that?
I'm afraid you have exceeded your usefulness, Doctor.
Really?
Yes. Stay where you are, Doctor.
What? And get shot on the spot? No, I prefer to be a moving target, thank you.
Stay still or I shall shoot your friend.
Go on, then.
Doctor?
Is it really worth it?
It is. For the future. Yes?
Scientist breathing, miss.
Send him in. Your execution has been suspended now, Doctor.
Oh, good. I haven't taken part in an execution for some time now.
Miss Jask, the readings are coming in fast and furious.
Show me, immediately. Show me, show me, show me.
Yes, madam.
These are recent.
Oh, the latest.
How recent are they?
They came in about a half an hour ago, and they're still coming in as we speak.
Excellent.
What are the readings for?
It isn't necessary for you to know, Doctor.
It is. I can help. I'm a doctor.
There's nothing we can do. All we can do now is sit back and watch them come in.
Really, show me the printouts.
Yes. Here they are, Miss Jask.
This is brilliant.
What is?
Quiet. With this, we shall succeed. For the future.
For the future.
For the future?
Really, take this gun and put these miserable peasants away.
Yes, Miss Jask.
This is where we have some fun.
Yay.
You two in there.
Oh, the clean is covered. What fun.
Shut up and get in.
It's a bit dark in there.
Get in or I won't hesitate to use this.
You won't use that. Not here.
Won't I?
Not when Miss Jask still has a use for me.
Miss Jask has no further use for you.
Are you sure about that?
Quite positive, thank you.
Doctor, don't provoke him.
He isn't going to use the gun, Sarah.
Do you want him to?
Get in.
I was looking most forward to that.
It's a bit dark in here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Have you got a torch?
No.
I must pick one up one of these days.
Is there a light switch?
Looking for one now.
What's that smell, Doctor?
I'm not sure, but it seems a rather unpleasant one at that. Ah, here we are. That must be what the smell is.
Are they dead?
Most certainly. And been dead a long time, as it seems.
How can they be dead?
Number of possibilities. They don't seem to be damaged in any way.
But what could possibly kill 10 people without leaving any noticeable damage?
Death rays could, without leaving any tissue damage anyway.
Doctor, what are you doing?
Just checking something.
Why are you checking that man's stomach?
Well, there's no internal displacement. Strange.
What?
Not in her either.
What are you on about? I want to get out of here, Doc. I feel sick.
We'll be out soon, Sarah.
What were you doing?
Checking to see if these dead people were intact or not.
On the inside?
Yes, when someone is shot by a death ray, their insides are torn to pieces.
Horrible.
It is. Not pleasant, I can reassure you. Ah.
What's that?
It's my time distortion detector.
And what's one of those?
Mike used to ask those exact questions, though I'm getting used to them. It's a sort of device that detects fractures in the web of time.
Meaning?
Meaning that if the fractures aren't rectified, then the whole web of time will fall in on itself.
Really?
It's gone over the preferred rate. Something is terribly wrong here.
And where's it coming from?
I don't know.
It can't be me. I come from this planet.
I know, but what could it be?
Them?
It's definitely them.
Could the time distortion be why they are dead?
I don't see how, though. Time can't kill people. Not like this, anyway. And if time does, then there is a far greater trouble going on here.
What are we going to do?
Examine them.
Are you going to wash your hands afterwards?
See, Sarah? They're riddled with time distortion.
But how?
I don't know, but I'm intrigued in finding out.
Really?
Yes, Miss Jask?
Feed the new readings into the machine.
Do you think that is wise, madam?
Just do it.
Yes, madam.
Doctor, how are we going to get out of here?
I don't know, Sarah. Give me time. I'll find a way out eventually.
It's a shame they locked the... Oh.
Well done, Sarah. Very good.
That guy didn't lock it.
Well, he didn't seem the type to remember locking doors anyway.
Really? Where's everybody gone?
I don't know. Lunchtime, maybe?
Could be, but why did they forget about us?
Maybe we don't deserve any lunch.
Look, Doctor.
What is it?
This gone to lunch sign. What do you think that means?
I wonder. Lunch, probably. So what are they really up to?
What?
These people, what are they doing? What are those readings they are receiving? Password required. Sarah, think of a year.
1963.
Okay, now a month.
November.
And I will put the date in 23rd. Password accepted. Well done, Sarah.
Thanks, Doc.
It's Doctor. So what are these readings, then?
What is it?
This file here. It mentions something about time travel capabilities.
Time travel is fiction.
It is?
Of course it is.
Well, these people are pretty certain they have cracked the secrets of time travel.
That is impossible.
They think otherwise. They believe that the readings they are receiving are from some kind of time machine which they are filtering into their own system.
Meaning
that they are controlling the time-space emissions into a usable energy source.
What are they trying to power?
I don't know. This log file seems pretty incomplete. Look, Sarah.
What is it?
A sign which says no entry, authorized personnel only. Want to look about?
Sure.
Let them go further, and then lock the doors.
Yes, madam.
Ooh, another interesting-looking room. This time with a rather large lock.
Are we going outside?
If you want to.
I'm up for anything.
Good.
What's that?
It's a sonic screwdriver.
A sonic what?
A sonic screwdriver. Oh, never mind. I'll explain later.
Well... Done, Doctor. That is one cool device.
Yes, cool.
Lock the door and activate the machine.
Yes, Miss Jask.
Oh my God.
What is it, Doctor?
It's a TARDIS.
TARDIS?
Yes, how did they... What's going on?
Isn't a TARDIS that thing you mentioned to me earlier?
Yes, it is, but how?
Damn, we're locked in. Doctor?
No matter.
No matter? What's going to happen to us?
I don't know, but we're going to get out of here.
Doctor, what are you doing?
Getting away. Quick, Sarah, press that button there.
This one?
Yes.
What's happening?
We're getting away, hopefully.
What do you mean?
Quiet, Sarah.
You cannot escape. Escape,
Doctor! You will never escape! You will be stuck for all eternity! Doctor Who, Operation Orifice, Episode 2 by John Phillips. Starring David Nagel as the Doctor, Michelle Lee as Sarah, D.B. Cooper as Miss Jask, Frank Peeble as Breeley, Lee Smith as the receptionist, Incidental music was by Ben Hammer. Original theme by Ron Grainer. Theme arrangement by Alistair Locke. This has been a Damn Audio's production.